Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The city of Chicago is taking steps to reduce the spread of COVID-19 at O'Hare and Midway airports. The story from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Unless you work at the two airports, have a ticket for a flight, or are assisting a traveler, you will not be allowed at O'Hare or Midway airports. There will even be nighttime checkpoints at the CTA terminals there. The same kind of coronavirus prevention measures are happening at airports in New York, L.A., and other major cities. Meanwhile, you can tack on Wisconsin and 3 other states to the city of Chicago's growing travel quarantine list. Unless you work in Wisconsin or are just passing through or are there for less than 24 hours, the city wants you to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. In addition to Wisconsin, Missouri, South Dakota, and Nebraska have been added to the city's list, which now numbers 22 states. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
It appears the last statue of Christopher Columbus in Chicago has been removed. City crews took down the statue at 92nd and South Chicago Avenue early this morning. The 7-foot statue had been there for more than 100 years and was one of the first Columbus statues in the city. A driver remains in custody for a deadly hit-and-run crash that began with a collision and police pursuit in Elgin.
The driver is accused of hitting a car in a residential area of Elgin on Tuesday afternoon and driving off. The victim of the collision followed the driver and, according to Elgin police, flagged down an officer who then tried to pull the car over. Authorities say instead the driver drove off at a high rate of speed, slamming into a Bartlett couple out for a ride on their bicycles. Police say the officer caught up with the suspect at the scene of the second crash about 2 miles away. The King County coroner says 53-year-old Sandra Sampi was killed by the car involved in the hit and run. Relatives tell the Daily Herald the mother of two enjoyed riding bicycles with her husband. He was critically hurt in the crash. Charges against the driver are pending. Julie Mann, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The City Council in Michigan City has extended the mayor's order closing the lakefront park, zoo, and beach, but a couple of miles of beach were left out of the order, and council members want to know why.
The council members, including Paul Presblinski, unanimously added 2 weeks to the mayor's executive order, which does not include 13 blocks of beach where there are high-end homes and beach rental properties.
I think if we're going to close the beaches, that we should close all of them. For everyone, because if we're going to be concerned about public safety and spreading whatever, everything should be closed down.
Another council member said he counted nearly 200 out-of-state plates in a rental community where the beaches remain open. And it was pointed out the state Supreme Court ruled the beach is state property. Anyone can use it, but the city can prevent access to those on foot. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
The alligator that was spotted in a lake in south suburban Linwood earlier this week has been captured. A statement from the Linwood Fire Department says the animal will be quarantined for 30 days before being sent to a licensed reptile park in a southern state. The exact location has not yet been determined.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.